News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says he's not going anywhere.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time to be determined.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth facing questions today from Congress on the Iran war. During a House Armed Services Committee hearing, Pennsylvania Congresswoman Democrat Chrissy Houlihan asking Hegseth how much longer and more expensive the war will become.
How many more months, just order of magnitude, do you think that you're going to need to be able to conclude operations successfully? And how many more billions of dollars do you think you're going to ask this body for?
And Hegseth took issue with comments by California Congressman John Garamendi in which he disparaged the president's efforts in Iran.
Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for? Our troops are doing incredible work. They've done incredible things for the entirety of this mission and achieved incredible battlefield successes. And you sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission. Your hatred for President Trump blinds you.
The estimated cost of the war has reached at least $25 billion so far, a figure confirmed today by the chief financial officer at the Pentagon. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a key voting rights decision, the court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives, said Louisiana's map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. But Justice Elena Kagan, who wrote in a dissent for the three liberal justices, warned that the consequences are likely to be far-reaching and grave. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 330 points. This is SRN News. More Americans are going back to church, as Michael Harrington reports.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing an increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provision of the U.S. Constitution, which was quite unusual in its day. The Founding Fathers were deeply concerned about the issue. Shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson began drafting the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. The United Arab Emirates is pulling out of OPEC, saying they'll forge their own path forward when it comes to oil production.
This is a big blow for OPEC, which was formed decades earlier as a means to control the prices of crude oil on the international market by setting production targets. And the UAE was one of those countries that really chafed under those limits. The UAE says it will be able to set its own production levels. It says it will still be a responsible player within the market.
That is correspondent John Gambrill reporting the Trump administration is spending nearly $2 billion to get energy companies to walk away from U.S. offshore wind projects. One French company, for example, getting $1 billion if it invests that money in fossil fuel projects instead, essentially a refund of the company's leases for projects off the coast of North Carolina and New York. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.